teeth. It's Drive 105.
Welcome, folks, to a special edition of the Match Night Live Preview Show. I'm your host, Dermot Liddy. The season kicks off very soon on Friday the 15th of February at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. And Derry City, of course, are hosting UCD. This special edition of the show, I'm delighted to be joined by our Derry City manager, Declan Devine, our new acquisition player of Josh Kerr, stalwart, now you could call him maybe, Owen Toll, and board director, Declan Callaghan. It's great to have you on the studios. Declan, coming straight to you, I'm going to start off. 3 months in, and it's been a difficult enough journey for you in terms of recruitment. Can you tell the listeners how difficult that's been and where we are with it all now at the present moment?
Well, first and foremost, Dermot, when we came in, we had six signed players. Two of those players left the club. We knew we had to build from scratch, and we were happy to do so, to be honest. So myself and the background team, namely Kevin and Paddy and Marty, we regularly met, and we had a host of targets that we wanted to speak to. And thankfully, over the course of the last number of weeks, we were able to close most of those deals. I would say that we haven't been turned down by too many people. Maybe one player that we offered a contract to didn't come to the club. And that, for me, epitomises how big a football club Derry City is. Anytime we spoke to somebody, they were very keen and very interested. And thankfully, it made our job a lot easier when we were trying to attract people to the football club. But the one thing that we did say is that we would never sign anybody without seeing them play, without doing a history check on them, without doing our homework on them. And we certainly done that. When we did meet players, we didn't offer any contracts. We spoke to them about why they wanted to come to Derry City Football Club and what their goals would be, as well as matching our own. And thankfully, everybody who came to the club were able to match those targets. And now we're sitting where we are, 19 signed players, hopefully another one or possibly two to come in, depending if the right players become available. But delighted with the recruitment, delighted with the help I've received from the club, the backing from the chairman and the board of directors. Delighted with the backroom team in terms of the work they've put on in terms of highlighting these targets, but also delighted with the players that we brought to the club, because they're all, number one, good footballers, and number two, good people.
Well, we'll come straight to you, Josh, on that point that the manager has talked about. You're 20 years old, you celebrate your 21st now in a couple of weeks' time, the big 21st birthday. Big decision for yourself to come to Derry. Can you tell the listeners what sold it for you? I know talking to Douglas, but what has absolutely sold Derry City for you to join us?
I think it's the fact that the club's so big. Obviously, I spoke to the manager when it became apparent that I could possibly come over. Had a look about the place and had a look about the city, and it was just a positive feel. Obviously, I don't think it went too well last year, but I think it was just fresh. I felt that the club was going in a better direction with a new management team, and something I wanted to be a part of.
Well, I'm going to come back to you, Declan, because 19 players recruitment in that short space of time is absolutely phenomenal. And can you tell what qualities are you looking for in these players? Obviously, you have this idea of what a Derry City player should be. Could tell the listeners what you have seen and what you have brought to Derry this term?
Well, I think technically we've brought good players that can all deal with the ball. I think we've brought an age profile that not only have we got experienced on there, but we've got a group of young players that I feel over a period of time can grow and take this club back to the heights that it should be at. I remember when I worked here under Stephen Kenny, the likes of Rory Higgins, Barry Malloy, Gareth McGlan, Kevin Deary, all these guys grew up not only as young footballers but also as good friends, and they took the club to many highs in the recent history. And we're trying to do something similar here, that the age profile of our players is not just for this one season coming here, starting next week, but it's more about taking the club forward in the future and everybody getting a feel for the place and having our young players grow with the experience of the likes of a very old Barry McNamee at 28 years of age and a Peter Cherry who's came to the club. So we have experience throughout the group, but when we look at these players, yes, technically they're all very gifted. They've all got a real appetite to play for Derry, but more importantly, a lot of them are young lads that have a very bright future ahead of them.
Well, we'll go to the other Declan, who's the suavely dressed as a board director member should be, with a shirt and tie. Declan, there's been a lot of changes at Derry City in that short space of time. Of course, new manager coming in, these 19 players recruited thus far. Does that now send a message to the Derry City fans that the board has embraced this idea of a local player based, like the spine of the team, and backing the youth and backing the manager?
Well, most certainly, Dermot, that's exactly what the board wanted to do. You know, when the season ended last year and things obviously changed, then what we had to do is make sure that, one, we did the best for Derry City Football Club, and that was paramount in our mind, but also that we listened to the fans and we took a look at what had happened last year and over the previous seasons and just made sure that we did the best thing for the football club and for the fans of the club. So you've got a lot of changes there, and obviously Declan was faced with an uphill task. But the recruitment that he has done along with his backroom team has been absolutely fantastic over the past few weeks. We're already seeing the fruits of their labours coming to fruition now, because basically we played a few friendlies there. We've only conceded one goal, and you can see that in that team there's a very, very good local talent there. So I think we've got 11 locally based players here now, but we would never say that we're going to be an all-Derry team. You know, that's not what we're aiming for. We're aiming for the best team that we can put out in that pitch. The main thing, I think, Dermot, in relation to locally based players, comes with our under-13s, under-15s, 17s and 19s. That'll be the future of Derry City Football Club. We're looking to really invigorate the underage here. And you know, I can see then under-13 players this year playing for Derry City in 4 or 5 years' time.
Well, that's fantastic to hear, Declan. I'm going to bring you on now, Owen. I mean, you're 19. I mean, you can be classed as a young player. You're one of our centre-halves that we're looking forward to in the future. Can I just ask you, and I know the manager's sitting there, but how has pre-season gone and how has the training been, and has it been mightily different?
Yes, compared to like last season, well, we focused more on the ball, but we have been this season obviously as well, but just training every day, double sessions, has just been really, really tough, and all the lads have been doing super, and not really many have pulled out and stuff, and I just feel like it's been really tough, and we've seen the benefits of it throughout the games, with obviously only conceding one goal and some good results as well, playing some good football.
Well, we'll come to that, Declan. You know, can you outline to the listeners, because they won't know, they know what Paddy McCourt has as a player, and what Marty McCann and, of course, Kevin Derry, you know, they all know a real Derry backroom staff to support you. Can you really punch home what they do in the training ground, or what way they support you as the manager? Can the listeners really want to know their impact on it?
Well, first and foremost, I think what they bring is a real desire and love and affection for the football club. I think we've all spent a huge chunk of our life being heavily involved, both as players, coaches and myself previously as a manager. But, you know, the club means a lot to us. We want to see it get back to where it belongs. But we also want to make sure that ultimately when we leave the club, we leave it with good foundations. And as Declan has said, the launch of Paddy is the head of the academy now, getting the best young players within the city and surrounding areas. They represent Derry City Football Club. It's an opportunity for us, not just only. We said when we came in, we didn't want to just force a team. We wanted to build a club. We want to build a club right back up again. Absolutely, it's always been historically a top club in the League of Ireland, but we want to leave foundations when we ultimately leave and the next generation come in and take over the club, that, you know, there's good players coming through. As you said already, some of our best players of all time have all came from outside the city. But the nucleus of what's about this city in terms of the young players should always have an opportunity to represent Derry City Football Club. And as we look in the recent past, every year for the recent load of years, we've always had at least one player that's moved to the top level in England. And that's something we've got to sell the club on again.
Very much so. So we'll come to you on that, Josh. You know, I know from your listening to previous interviews that you've done in the local media that you spoke to Shane Duffy, obviously a Derry-based player at Brighton, and Paddy McCourt with his time at Celtic, and that has influenced you. And can you let the fans know that what way has training gone for you? Is it different? The role Paddy McCourt has played and influenced you in coming here as well?
No, the standard of training's been good. It's been tough. It's my second pre-season, obviously, of the year, so it's tough that way. But even just the application for the boys, there's no one like slacking off. Everyone's going for it. Everyone's in it together. I think that's the main thing. I think we're going to need everyone this season. So if we can all pull together, like the players, even the fans, everyone, if we're all on the same page, then it can only take us in a good place.
Well, Owen, you have seen a lot of new faces come in and like signings right up. Playing the pre-season games, I don't call them pre-season friendlies because there's no such thing, but the pre-season games, what's the mood in the camp? Is it positive? Is it hard work and ethic? Is it a togetherness even though there's a lot of new faces coming in?
Yeah, well, it's all three of them things you said there, Dermot. Like, it is hard work and everyone wants to work hard together, and there's all the good faces that came in. There's definitely not lacking any technical ability. They're all really, really good, and it just shows you the competition for places this year, and there's been no slacking off from anyone, because if anyone's messing about, or Daki will tell you himself that there'll just be changes made in the team, and with really good players or everyone fighting for the same place, it's going to show that this year anyway.
Is it a matter now, Owen, of let's get this first game, let's get UCD in the Brandywell? You know, Derry haven't played a home fixture, I think it's five seasons since we had a starting game at the Brandywell. Let's expect a big crowd. Anybody out there listening, get to the Brandywell and support us, the first home. This is a young team and a spine of locals. But Owen, is it just a matter now of let's get this started?
Yeah, well, exactly. It's been a long pre-season. Like, it's, well, not long, it's 5 weeks, so a week to go to prepare for UCD. And as Daggy will tell you, like, now starting getting the foundations in place, and as all the signing shows, so hopefully we'll just get the show rocking on the 15th.
Manager Declan, are you happy with the preparations? Have they gone well? Apart from a really freezing cold night in Drogheda, that's just cold I'm talking about, but are you happy enough with, I mean, what happened in the Isle of Man and the recent game there against Ballinamallard and stuff?
I think from the first day on the 3rd of January when the boys came together, I think the application of the players has been second to none. I think their effort and commitment and desire to train as a group and train hard and train to their maximum every day has been really, really welcoming from a backroom staff point of view. I think the expertise that they've been given in terms of the sessions that's been put on for them, the variety of sessions, the medical care they've been given, I think all that has been real top-notch, and the backroom team need a lot of credit in that. But, you know, I think going back to the recruitment side of it, we always wanted hungry players. Yes, we have worked extremely hard, but the work's only really starting. You know, we have to get fitter, we've got to get stronger, we've got to get better with the ball, and that'll go right throughout the next 10 months. We have a very difficult start to the season. Expectations have to be realistic. We play UCD at home, and then we embark on playing five out of the next six games. We've played the four top teams that have qualified for Europe and the four top teams in the league last year, who have all invested really heavily in terms of strengthening their squads. But that's the beauty of the League of Ireland in a 10-team league. Every game's difficult. We'll treat each game on its merits. I think UCD coming to Brandywell will play with no fear. It'll be a terrific occasion. But more importantly, we got to make sure that we look after ourselves in every game that we play this year. And if we can do that, I'm confident the group of people we've brought together that we can pick up a substantial amount of points.
Well, Declan, the manager's mentioned Europe there. How big a factor is no European football for Derry City this season?
Yeah, well, it's definitely going to be a factor because it's one of the things that football fans look forward to every year. You want to be in Europe, you want to be in all the competitions, you want to go as far as you can, you want to win them. So it will be a factor for us. And the fact of the matter is, you know, not being in Europe is going to be, you know, it's going to adversely affect us financially as well. So that's where we want to get to. We want to get back to that. But as well as that, you know, you ought to always look at the positives here. You know, it's something that we can aspire to this year. It's going to give the club a break, give the players a break at that time as well. So obviously then Declan and his team can regroup at that time. But what we want to do is obviously get into Europe every year. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to have a financial plan where Europe is our be-all and end-all. So we as directors want to make sure that Europe is a bonus. It's good for the players, it's good for the manager, and we want to go as far as we can for the fans. But we don't want to sort of rely on that, Dermot, as a financial plan for the club.
Oh, fair enough, Declan. I'll jump over to you now, Josh. And you know, you're on a six-month loan deal. You've played for Premier League giants in Scotland, Celtic, and, of course, Brighton on loan. What do you envisage this move will do both for yourself in your own personal career and for Derry City?
I think it, for me personally, I've just got to go and get first team football. I mean, at my age as a young centre back, you've got to go and expose yourself. It can be easy just to go and sit around a training ground, and obviously people take the money and just sit there and they're quite comfortable, but that doesn't last forever. I mean, you've got to go out and you've got to put yourself out with your comfort zone and go and get games, as I say.
Well, can I just ask you that, who's one of the toughest opponents you've faced? Because there's going to be a lot in this league.
I know, I've played a few of them. I'd probably say Sancho. He's just moved to Borussia Dortmund. When I was at Celtic, we played in the Youth League and we played against Man City and couldn't get near him.
There you go, Josh Kerr, dropping names, folks, you know. Yeah. But, you know, Declan, let's just come back to you. This is your second stint at the Brandywell, obviously, you know. And, you know, you're an ex-Derry manager. You're from the city. And we had you on here a couple of times last year on the preview show as a guest, and you're very passionate. And when you were on doing your TV punditry, you're very eloquently spoken about Derry City. So you know what this club means to the fans out there, you know. So what was the big attraction for you to come back?
To make it better. I wouldn't come back if I didn't think I could have improved the team and the club. I think the people I brought to the club in terms of the staff, I think we have a real appetite to take the club to where it belongs. We're also very realistic in terms of what we need and what we need to do to achieve that. But the one thing I will say to the Derry public, they have been fantastic since the day and hour we've come in. The amount of people that have shown us a lot of love and a lot of respect has been very encouraging from our point of view. But ultimately, what we are asking for is for the fans to stay with the team. They are a young team. We're asking for them when things aren't going so well, whether that be in games, whether that be in results, whether that be in performances, that we continue to see that the one thing that we will guarantee from a management side is that the players will fight for everything. They will compete, they will run, they will work hard, and they will be very confident in terms of trying to play the right way. But there will come a time where we need the supporters to get us over the line in many different aspects of improving the football club. And the one thing that I always hold in high esteem from my time as manager and as a player here at the club is when things are going great, that Derry public are second to none, and we really need that from the 15th of February, and hope we can have that right through till the last week in October, or hopefully the first week in November when the FA Cup final's on again.
Yeah, well, that's true, because Kevin Moore usually books our hotel in the first week of the season for the Cup final. That's how much he looks forward to it. Owen, come to you. I mean, you've been around, obviously, from the 3rd of January training, and you've played in the pre-season games. Tell the supporters, is there serious competition for the places? I mean, nobody's guaranteed their place. Would that be fair? Or
yeah, I would. I would think that's fair at the moment. There's a lot of competition at the moment. I think there's maybe two or three for each position, and just shows that the strength and depth we have in the squad now with the recruitment Declan's done. So hopefully we can just pull together here and fans get behind us on the 15th.
Yeah, and I mean, they stay with that, you know. I mean, last couple of seasons you were with Derry, I mean, we'll talk just very briefly about last season. You dipped in and out, you had a wee run the team, and then you were left out, and then you were brought back. So your form never really got levelled, you know, probably what you wanted it to be. And what do you see happening this term for you? I mean, what's your goals? What are you looking forward to doing this season?
Well, obviously, like every player wants to get into the starting lineup, and like mine's no different. So, well, that'll just be up to the Declan to do that. But all I can just keep doing is working hard and see where it takes me.
Declan, the director, because I have to differentiate here. You are part of the merchandising team. Are you surprised how well it's done? Is it still doing well? Has it done better? Has it increased? Tell the folks what it's all about.
Yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic, actually. Since we approached the club as a group of fans, there was myself, Kevin McDade, Kevin McLaughlin. We approached the club in 2017. We're actually out at European competition. We're sitting in Malmo, and we thought, look, what can we do here to help the club? Is there anything? So merchandise was what first came to mind. And we approached the club, and as always, Derry City was great with us. They said, look, we'll give you full backing. You go and do what you want, bring us a business plan. And since then, it's been absolutely fantastic. It really has blown us away, and I think it has blown the club away as well, because it has never been this good. But the fact of the matter is, Dermot, if we had got that deal with Adidas, if we had got all that merchandise, we had set up the shop and the fans didn't buy it, then it would have failed. So it's really only a success because the fans are coming out and backing us. The fans are coming out and you know, voting with their feet, voting with their wallets, you know, so and they're buying really good stuff. So we've also seen a few other clubs in Ireland, you know, coming and talking to us. They ask us how we did it. And the real benefit to that too is our supplier has now got extra business off the back of how well Derry City has done that. So in answer to your second part of your question there, it's still doing very well. So we would have to just thank the fans yet again for coming out and supporting us in Shipkey Street this year. So it was real buzz. We had volunteers working in the shop. We had plenty of people coming in asking about sign-ins, asking about Decky Devine, asking about Paddy McCourt's under 13. So there's a lot going on there. And the merchandise is still doing very, very well. And, you know, we were just speaking to the supplier today as well. And their Adidas are absolutely over the moon that they've got Derry City.
It's funny you touched on that, Declan, because I'm coming to the manager, Declan, now. I was going to ask you, because Paddy McCourt isn't here, obviously, but, I mean, how's the academy looking, Declan? Have you been around it? Have you seen anything about it? Has it been reported back to you?
I've been with every team. I've spoke to all the staff. I've spoke to all the players. I watched the under-13s last Sunday, and they were very exciting. They were very talented, to say the least. All the rest of the teams are working extremely hard, but you know, it's very early days. With academy set up, you've got to make sure the foundations are right. You've got to make sure that first and foremost the staff are right to take the players, and the players can learn from the staff. And I think the group of staff that Paddy has assembled are one, ex-Derry City players, but also very experienced coaches and people that can certainly enhance the reputation of the academy. But it will be very much work in progress. We will now be in the market for all the best players right throughout the northwest of Ireland. It doesn't automatically just mean that we're working on the city here. We've got to attract the best local talent to the football club again. And enable to do that, we have very good coaches, and I think Paddy has been non-stop in his pursuit of improving the academy setup. But as I say, it is very much early days, and it will be something that not only the academy staff but also the first team staff will be very, very much hands-on on. I know myself, Kevin and Marty will be also heavily involved in the setup.
Well, we'll stay with the first team then, and ask you, Are you finalising preparations for the UCD game? Are you ready? Is the season ready to get underway on the Friday night? Are you happy?
I'm happy because I have assembled really good players. The two guys sitting beside me have been outstanding in pre-season. The appetite and the hunger of the players has been brilliant. We're bonding. The boys are bonding every day, getting to know each other a little bit more. But it is ultimately a new side. But behind the scenes, it doesn't start. We had Seamus McCallion, who does he's our analyst. He was in Limerick the other day watching UCD, for instance, doing the video stuff on UCD. We'll have a team meeting tomorrow, staff meeting tomorrow. We'll go through UCD's last three or four games. So, you know, we know we're on for a difficult start, but more importantly, we have all our homework done. We'll now transfer that to the players in the coming days and know what our game plan is come Monday or Tuesday.
Well, Josh, as coming to the start of the season, and it's UCD, it's at the Ryan McBride, Brandywell, we're home. Have you any family members coming across?
Yeah, I've got a few, to be fair. I think it helps, obviously, the flights from Edinburgh to Derry. It's like, it's easy to get to and from. So, I think I'll have a few for most games. It's the fact that I'm playing first-team football as well. Obviously, that's more attractive, and I don't know if it'll be shown back home. So, if they want to come and see me, they'll need to see it in person.
Well, that is true. And, I mean, knowing you've played with a couple of centre-halves, and you've been around the Irish League and the League of Ireland now, you know. And I'm just going to ask you personally, how is Josh fitting in?
I know Josh is a top quality player. So obviously, because he's coming on loan from Brighton and he's a year older than me, and I've just seen his fitness and his on the ball is top class.
Well, I'm going to come to you, Declan, because I've been asked to ask this question actually. You know, off the field, big anniversary is coming up, 30 years.
Yeah.
Since we won the treble. And then it's the 90th anniversary, so can you tell the folks out there, what's the plans to mark these big occasions?
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on, obviously, at the club. And, you know, close season, Dermot's always a busy time. But, you know, what we did, we were taking a look through sort of the history books there towards the end of last year, and we discovered that, You know, it was, although the club was founded in 1928, our first senior game was actually on the 22nd of August, 1929. So we thought, look, there, that's perfect, you know, 90th anniversary, let's do something for that. So the merchandise group there came together and we created a new jersey, which the club's going to have this year, third jersey for, you know, the 2019 season. And that's going to replicate the colours that the club first wore in August 1929. And then throughout the season, you know, obviously the team will wear that occasionally. And what we'll do as well is then coming towards August, we're going to have some things arranged in the Brandywell for that 90th anniversary. The fans are very excited, obviously, about the 1989 celebration because, you know, that's the one that everybody can remember. We've struggled to find any fans that can remember 1929, but we did come across one season ticket holder who was around at that time. But so what we're going to do this season is obviously, you know, interact a lot more with the fans. That's one of the off the field things that we're trying to focus on, get back to the community. You know, you asked there about Derry based players and a Derry team and all the rest, and it's tremendous that we've got a kind of like a Derry City boot room. You know, we've got all the guys in the boot room there, the manager and the coaches, ex-Derry players. But we also want to interact more with the community, and that's where, you know, our City Cubs are coming in. So City Cubs are launching next week, and Kieran Payne's done a tremendous job with them. There's sponsors coming on board to interact with and liaise with City Cubs as well. So only today I was speaking to Nando's there in Shipkey Street, and they've come out now and said that they're going to give 20% off to all Derry City season ticket holders, all City Cubs, and 20% off for all our sponsors and their employees as well. So that's tremendous, you know, and it's great to have that interaction in the town. But in relation to the other things off the field, we've got so much to do as well, Dermot, you know, as a board. And what we do is we bring in the managers and the coaches, and we let them do what they do best. They're the experts in that. What we have to do is make sure that we've got a club that's fit for purpose, is a club that's fit for the fans, and we've got to bring that excitement and that buzz back to the Brandywell. And we can do that in conjunction with the players and the manager. They can produce the results on the field, but we can do a lot for them as well off the field.
Absolutely, Declan, and that's what it's all about. You know, this, as everybody knows, and Declan, you're nodding in agreement there. I mean, Derry City is about the fans, and it's about the city of Derry. You know, it's what is always regarded as a community club. That seems to be the buzzword about it. But the fans will crave silverware, but what will you deem this season, as your first coming back, what would you deem to be a successful season this coming year?
Well, first and foremost, I would like to see a full Brandywell. I would like to see a lot of young people in the Brandywell. I would like to see a new generation of people come to Brandywell. I would like to see the seats filled. I would like to see the support get behind the team. But ultimately, people are paying hard money to come and watch a game at the weekend. What they want to see in return for that is effort and commitment and desire. If we can bring that as a minimum and add the talent and the flair that I believe that these guys that we have signed can bring to the table, I think it's a marriage made in heaven in terms of, you know, we hope to entertain, yes, but the one thing we'll guarantee is fight, and we will be determined to make sure that nobody ever comes to Brandywell again and gets an easy ride of it.
Well, Josh, we're going to round up the show very, 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 very soon. I mean, time flies when you're absolutely amazed by the responses that you get on you get a great insight on that, but you're coming from an outside point of view, and as I said, you played for these very successful and professional clubs. So what would your message be to fans who are thinking, maybe I should go, or will I go, or will I get a season ticket, will I not? What do you say as an outsider who's now part of the Derry City family? What's your message to fans, and even potential fans?
I think they've got to buy into it. I think as soon as I came, even before I came, we had a little day and had a tour about the place and seen the training and stuff, but everyone's bought into it, even the players, all the management. I think the fact that you always mentioned the management staff all being from Derry, for me, I'm not obviously from here, so they can reiterate what it's like for the fans and for the people of the city. So now I would say they've got to get behind the team and hope to see as many there as possible.
So exciting times are back, Owen. As I said, you're raring to go. We carry the form and from the pre-season games onto the start of the season. It'll be a hell of a start. What way do you see it going? I'll just pose the same question that I asked your manager. I mean, what will you see as successful? I mean, what are you really wanting to get stuck into?
Just want like everyone, just as long as we give 100% for the fans and for ourselves, because we have worked really, really hard, and if we just keep doing that there, and things will go away. So just keep working hard.
Well, final question of the show, and you know, time has flown by. I'm sorry I don't have much time, you know, but I'm restricted, and it has to go to the manager. So confidence around the camp, how is it? How are you feeling as the manager leading this team out, showing them off to the fans in the first couple of games? What's your expectations, Declan?
Expectations are to try and win the match against UCD on the 15th of February. They continue to improve and help and enhance the group. Encourage them to put on displays that I know they're capable of doing, but also to make sure that, you know, we're building and we're building and we're constantly building to make sure that Derry City Football Club is competitive in every single game that it plays in. I want the people to get back behind the team. I think we will try and play a positive attacking brand of football when that presents itself. We will also make sure that when we're competing defensively, that we give our all and that we're well organised. But more importantly, we want an occasion. We want people to come to Brandywell on a Friday night and enjoy themselves. If we can do that, that will be success for me.
Well, there you are, folks. That's the thoughts of our current Derry City manager, Declan Devine. Time has beat us. The old clock has run forward. And that's the end of this, what I have to say, it's a magnificent show. It was an absolute delight talking to Derry City manager, Declan Devine, Derry City players, Owen Toole, Josh Kerr, board member, Declan Callaghan. It's been absolutely fantastic, guys. Thanks for your company. Thanks for your answers. It's been very insightful. And that's it, folks. This is now available as a podcast, and that's the special edition of the Match Night Live Preview Show. But join me again as we will provide a show for every game of the season, and it will be aired before every Derry City game, home or away. Thanks forever for your company, and as I say, join us in the forthcoming season. It's been great talking to you.